This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
April 24th, 2017 is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the good day way for us to evaluate. It could be anybody's way, but I just happen to call it my way. My way is the good day way. And here, it's my way or the highway. Right, Kara? Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She took part in a beach volleyball bikini contest over the weekend. Did you win?
Yeah, I sure did.
Good for you. Congratulations.
So, I looked really amazing in my bikini, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Good for you. It was so exciting.
Congratulations. All right, so there are a number of things. There are a couple of new stations, and I don't know whether I'm supposed to do a short bio on me under those circumstances or just launch into what this hour of the program is about. Each hour of my daily program is available. It takes its own course. That is, each hour stands on its own, and each part of the hour stands on its own. I've been on the air since I was 17 years old, working as a disc jockey for the first 9 years of my radio career, and then I managed to fall into a circumstance where there were no records and I had to talk. And from that point to this, I have been talking on the air about issues, about things that most people want to follow, find things out. And now the broadcast medium has changed so much that there is a good part of me on the radio and there's a good part of me in podcasts. I actually was doing some research yesterday for about an hour and a half on where we could be found, Kara. It's all over the place. It really is.
Oh, yeah. It seems like there's about a billion different websites where you can find it.
Yeah, websites, radio stations that are online on TuneIn and iTunes and iHeart and Blog Talk. It's just really kind of neat. So anyway, hopefully I help you pull the day together. One of the things that became a big issue last week was, and the week before, sort of this business about flying the unfriendly skies and what happened on United in now what appear to be at least three incidents over the past couple of weeks. But to turn it around and find something good, American Airlines had a similar incident. They handled it much differently, and I'm betting that part of the way they handled it, they've had made plenty of mistakes, but because the news media is so focused on this now, when something like this happens, it was kind of nice to hear about American Airlines Flight 591 from San Francisco to Dallas, where this flight attendant on the flight heatedly scolded a woman who was traveling with her two children. She was trying to store. We all have been there and done that, right? You've sat and you've watched somebody try to store the buggy in an overhead locker or one of those. It's something that has wheels on it. And so this happened, and the flight attendant became upset. There was a male passenger who came to the mother's, came to her defense ultimately, but tried to help her. The flight attendant got physical. She started pushing this guy around and pushed the mother around and said that this fellow, by the way, had spoken up on behalf of the mother. The pilot appeared and attempted to calm down the people who were upset, mostly the flight attendant. Calm down. And the passenger who was sitting right across, as you might imagine, had an iPhone, he caught the whole thing on video, which was posted on Facebook. But American wasted absolutely no time in making sure their response was a smart one. 20 minutes after the plane landed in Dallas, as soon, this guy couldn't post it on Facebook till he landed. Airline officials saw the footage. They grounded the flight attendant and issued an immediate apology. This is how you handle your business. This was this was brilliant. I have been saying, I've not been a big fan of Doug Parker, who was the new chairman of the board. He ran U.S. Airways. Before that, he ran U.S. Air, and he was able to figure out how to take over U.S. Airways. Then he was able to figure out how to take over American. And he's a ham and egger in some respects, or has been. But I think things have changed for the better at American in the last 4, 5, 6 months. And perhaps this is a sign of that. Again, they have to, you'd have to be tone deaf not to have learned something from what I, it was one United incident and then another incident, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the moment this hullabaloo began, flight attendant takes the buggy away from the passenger. And I believe the lady originally was from Argentina. She was traveling alone with her two children. She was going to Dallas and catching a flight to Argentina. The flight attendant supposedly, but if you look at the video, you can see this, hits the woman with the stroller and just barely misses knocking into the infant. So then the male passenger comes to her defense asking for the flight attendant's name. And the conversation goes, "Hey, bud, you do that to me and I'll knock you flat." Again, video captures everything. So the video is about 3 minutes long on Facebook. Did you see it, Carrie? You can find it and see it. I don't know. Maybe we ought to paste it on the DJV page.
I've seen pictures of it, but I haven't watched the actual video. But I've heard tons and tons of people talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking. This is the thing. This is more than anything Trump did over the weekend or anybody else did over the weekend. So there's plenty of chaos. The young woman stuck in the center of the incident starting to cry. And so American says, "Wow, we better do something with this." They upgraded the woman and her children to first class for the rest of their trip. Okay, smart move number one. Remember what happened with those two people that were on their way to Tahiti on United, and there was somebody in their seat, so they moved up a couple, and then they, in a sort of frisky way, said, "Well, you know, I'm not in our seat." The flight attendant said, "You go back to your seat." And they said, "Well, there's somebody in our seat." She didn't do anything. They said, "Well, then would you put us in first class? We're going to get married." And the flight attendant then threw her off the plane. So what American said, "The actions of our team member captured here do not appear to reflect patience or empathy, two values necessary for customer care. In short, we are disappointed by these actions. The American team member has been removed from duty while we immediately investigate the incident." Now, I'm betting, knowing how flight attendants stick together, kind of like the code of blue, that there'd be a lot of hubbub among the, there may be hubbub until the people who are, you know, if the flight attendants say, "This was bad news on management's part," and they look at the video, you know the altercation was unnecessary, completely unnecessary. So, anyway, a lot of interesting tweets. United sees themselves. So both actually American and United look, American and Delta look better. American took very good care of this person and the situation. And then Delta over the weekend paid the family $9,000 to give up their seats. So I think this was a London to a New York flight. So there you go. They're smarter than United. And by the way, the board of directors of United has said that Oscar Munoz, who's the president of United, will not get to be chairman of the board of directors, which is what was supposed to happen before this fiasco. Meanwhile, Qatar Airways has announced that it is the first airline in the world to track every piece of luggage. That's, I get paid by the word here. I put baggage and luggage together and come up with buggage. Pretty clever, Kara, huh? Buggage. Anyway, it does bug people because a lot of times they're our baggages that are, you know, suitcases have lost. So Qatar is going to track from the start of the journey all the way through to its finish. Now, you ask your question. Yeah, the question is, aren't they all supposed to be doing that now? Well, no, they're not. Some do, some don't. The International Air Transport Association requires all airlines following similar guidelines to what Qatar is doing. They say 23 million bags were mishandled last year. 23 million bags. Mishandled means lost. See you later. And they say this new requirement will reduce that number by 25%, saving airlines $3 billion. See, they have to deliver the bags if you don't get them when you get off the plane. That's also part of the contract of carriage. So this resolution states it's mandatory for the world's 265 airlines. Who knew? There were 265 airlines. I didn't even know that. The airlines, you know, the big airlines are all in this. Got to come up with a certified program by June 1st. All right. So your bags will not get lost any longer. A cause for celebration. So I guess I'm wrapped in all this is some pretty good news here this morning if you're a traveler. And hopefully that's the tone of the day. That's how it will go. 18 past the hour now on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost for full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
An internal joke here every day at this time when we go into the music segment every hour at this time of the hour. We focus on music, musical personalities, pop music, news from the world of music, and it's turned out that almost every day at this time we announce the passing of yet another person involved in the big music scene. So today is no exception to that. We announce the passing of Cuba Gooding Sr., soul singer with the Main Ingredient. The song that you're hearing in the background was a huge hit in 1972. Everybody Plays the Fool. Let's see if we can crank it up a little bit here. His wife, and he surely is his wife, had four children together, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Omar Gooding. Interesting story about him and his wife, the toll that it takes to be on the road with a huge group, and, you know, the opportunities, I put that in quotation marks, on the road, sometimes foul marriages up, and so he and his wife split in 1974, but they remarried again 20 years later. So here's
really up and down relationship. If you want a little insight, my mom taught both Cuba and Omar in high school,
right,
and actually had a really close relationship with Cuba, so much so that, like, she paid for him to go to prom because this guy, Cuba Gooding Sr., had taken off and left his mother and his brother and sister in a hotel room, basically.
Oh, wow.
And so Cuba couldn't afford to go to prom. My mom said, look, here's money, you go. And he said, well, I'll pay you back. And she said, no, all I want you to do is thank me for your first Academy Award win. And so we had cameras following us as he won his first Academy Award for Jerry Maguire. It was really, really cute. And Omar and Cuba are good guys, and it was a tumultuous relationship with their father. It seemed that they had kind of reunited with him later in life, but it was a tough go, I think.
So yesterday, Cuba Gooding Sr.'s body was found on Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. And, you know, they tried to resuscitate him, but it didn't work. So he must have been on something and stayed on something. And that kind of stuff doesn't just happen. So that's too bad. Passing in that circumstance. 72. Wow. That hits a little close to home.
Yeah.
26 past the hour. Also musically today, John Legend, Alicia Keys, Ed Sheeran, and Demi Lovato have been honored with time focusing on them being one of the, or let's see, one, two, three, four of the most influential people. And so the qualities that are part of this to be chosen for Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World, you got to have ambition, authenticity, integrity, drive. Those are some of the qualities. And those accolades were paid to Alicia Keys, John Legend. And I just became knowledgeable about him this year. I didn't La La Land. I thought he was quite good. But he's been working on the civil rights issue for a number of years. He's a fairly young fellow, though, isn't he? Howard, is he 40-ish?
He's like late 30s.
Is he? Yeah. That's what I was talking about, looking at him, yeah. So what's Demi Lovato's claim to fame here?
Well, in terms of what she's being praised for is her, yeah. She's been very vocal about mental illness. She's been diagnosed as bipolar. And so she was very vocal about that and wanted to sort of destigmatize mental illness.
Yeah, so she's 24.
Been, yeah,
she's been around already a lot.
I think
for
she was,
that
was she a Disney kid?
She was a Disney kid, and she was also on Barney when she was little with Selena Gomez.
Right, right, right.
So as they were honored last night in this event, Kerry Washington presented the honor to Alicia Keys. Arianna Huffington presented the honor to Demi Lovato, it looks like. Let's see here. Harry Belafonte brought the honor to John Legend. And Taylor Swift wrote a story about her pal Ed Sheeran. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Twisting and turning around, how do you do? Thursday is gone, Friday's gone, Sunday, Monday. Oh, Monday, yes, Monday's a far. How many more Mondays do we have? We have this the last Monday of April, wow. April 24th, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to the new day, the new week, with new information about a lot of things. I sort of was stuck in the last part of the hour, and it was good because I was happy there was a good outcome to that American Airlines situation. So there's one more bit of news regarding flying, or regarding, I guess, airline companies. Remember Malaysia Airlines, the one that lost their plane, MH370? So now they're going to start using satellites to track their planes. Satellites will show the real-time position for all flights, even when the planes are over remote areas. The satellite tracking system is operated by three companies now. Makes sense that Malaysia would sign up for this. You believe this? It was 3 years ago that this plane that was on its way to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur was gone, disappeared. Nobody knows. They will tell you there's a bit of wreckage that was found here and there. They couldn't prove that. Never found the main body of the aircraft, even though they spent how long covering 46,000 square miles? So I think probably most of us, like with the luggage there, is talking about the luggage being tracked now according to new rules so that nobody's luggage will get lost anymore. I would have thought if they can track the luggage, you could track the plane pretty easy. Didn't you just assume? I think I did. When I'm on an airplane that is being tracked in 87 different ways, so that if something happens to it, instantly somebody or some group know what's going on, and they can take some sort of action. Anyway, that's the new. You think we're in the age, this modern age, of being able to track anything because there's so much technology, but some of the simplest things that seem to be, when you take, it seems to me, recognizably, that we would have something simple like that as a part of every flight, but it hasn't been. All right, so that takes care of that bit of news. Time now for us to travel to France. Interesting candidates, 11 of them are vying for the presidency of France, and a lot of people are very interested in this because there's so many candidates, 1, 2, 3, some from the very far left, and then there's some from the very far right. The traditional contenders are joined, and sometimes, as in the case, I think this past weekend, overshadowed during the campaign by the rivals who pledged to scrap the, this is the European Union and NATO are in the question again. So French voters cast their ballots yesterday in the first round of the election. The primary results, let's see here. France's independent candidate Emmanuel Macron is predicted to win in the preliminary result. Let's see, 24% of the vote, looks like. Far-right national leader Marine Le Pen appears to be in the runner-up in, the far-right. They don't want all these immigrants. That was this guy campaigned on the problems France is having with immigrants, and the number two guy
girl,
was the one who
woman.
Was like Trump.
Hmm? Marine Le Pen is a woman.
Oh, thank you. Marine Le Pen. I didn't know that. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't pay much attention to this. I'm glad you have paid attention to it because I'm not on it at all. What I found interesting, what I went over, though, here, Kara, is that the person, this lady, I wasn't paying attention to who it was, just what the issue was. The issue is immigration.
Well, yeah, the interesting thing, and I was actually listening to BBC Radio this morning, like I do sometimes, and they were talking about it there.
Yeah.
And so the two front runners, these two, are one's an independent candidate, one is far right, and neither of them are from the most, or what you would think of as the most popular parties there.
Right. The political elite are out in the cold, in essence. Macron is only 39.
Yeah. So it looks like, and he's a big supporter of the EU and staying part of it, and she's the exact opposite.
Opposite.
So it's, I think a lot of countries are going through the same thing that we just went through.
Yep, they are. The same business. By the way, Macron, this has nothing to do with the political realities. His wife is 24 years older than he is. And he was a student at the high school where this lady was a teacher. Ever heard that story before? She was a married mother of three, eventually divorced her husband, and married in 2007, Mr. Macron. All right, so anyway, let's see, who else? Oh, the far lefty, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, and conservative Republican Party leader François Fillon, narrowly edged out the final round. They both had a little less than 20% of the vote. French candidates and politicians reacting almost immediately to the results, calling for the country to rally around Mr. Macron, because they're afraid if the second person gets, they don't want the disruption, but this is Trump all over again. It's Trump. This guy wants to close the borders. He wants to build a fence. He wants to keep all these Syrians out of the country. It's created havoc in France and other cities and communities. They've got thousands and thousands of these people. They don't know what to do with them. And the rest of the world, I mean, this is the stupidity of all of this. The rest of the world sits by on their hands, not doing anything. At least Trump is stirring the pot enough to get people to focus once again on what's going on in Syria. And that's what this guy's doing. And that's one of the reasons that the Brits got out of the European Union, is because they don't want all of these immigrants coming across into England. It's almost too late for that. And it may be too late for France. It's certainly too late for Germany. Notice there haven't been too many of them going to Italy or to Spain. I wonder why that is. So, that same issue. Pretty interesting, huh? Speaking of elections, back at home here, Democrat John Ossoff fell short of capturing a House seat in a conservative stronghold in Georgia last week. If you haven't heard the story, it's pretty interesting. Listen to this.
John Ossoff won Georgia's special election, but he hasn't secured a spot in the House of Representatives. The 30-year-old Democrat received the most votes by a long shot in Georgia's 6th district. But because he didn't get at least 50%, he now moves on to a runoff election in June against Republican Karen Handel. The two are fighting for the congressional seat vacated by now Secretary of Health and Human Services Tom Price. Ossoff's win was a bit of a surprise. Democrats historically haven't had much success in the district, which sits just north of Atlanta. But he was helped in no small part by a large number of Republicans running. And now that Handel is the only Republican candidate, Ossoff will have a harder time during the second round of voting.
All right. So that's that story. The story isn't over yet. One more item that focuses on our country and somebody that's, this is a very interesting story, I find. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, who is a holdover from the Obama administration, asked to resign by the Trump administration on Friday, replaced by his deputy, Rear Admiral Sylvia Trent Adams, one of the first nurses to serve as a Surgeon General. Here is the background story.
The Trump administration just replaced the country's top medical officer, the Surgeon General. And for the first time, it's someone who's not a medical doctor. Obama appointee Vivek Murthy was asked to resign Friday. His replacement, Rear Admiral Sylvia Trent Adams, a nurse who was serving as the Deputy Surgeon General. Trent Adams isn't the first nurse to hold the position, which doesn't actually require someone to be a physician. Surgeons General rarely make the news unless they challenge the president politically. Murthy made waves during his nomination because of his opinion that gun violence constitutes a public health threat. He's also been a vocal supporter of Obamacare. Trent Adams has worked in public health since 1992. She served as an Army nurse officer and holds a bachelor's degree in nursing, a master's degree in nursing and health policy, and a doctorate in philosophy.
All right, so the acting role, I guess that's what she's, the acting. Her portrait is replaced to the Facebook. They don't wait very long to change things over on Facebook anyway. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, what's the latest from North Korea? And that little wimp, what he's up to, we'll examine that in a moment. It's, where are we, 44 past the hour here on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Every April, millions of Americans from all walks of life commiserate as they suffer through the painstaking task of filing their taxes. Year after year, people sift through endless forms and confusing instructions. With an outdated tax code and overregulation stifling job growth, it's time we come together to help Americans to take back what's rightfully theirs. Our country has an opportunity to grow our economy, bring back jobs, and empower the middle class. With more, here's Pete Sepp, President of the National Taxpayers Union.
The U.S. hasn't updated its tax code in over 30 years, and it shows. We now spend nearly 7 billion hours and $263 billion just to comply with the income tax system. Congress and the White House can fix this. Voters across the political spectrum have voiced their support for comprehensive reform. Washington has the opportunity to enact legislation that will lower rates and make filing taxes easier for everyone. We urge our leaders to seize this moment and pass tax reform now.
For more information on tax reform, please visit NTU.org.
So where are we here? Let's check out what's going on in North Korea. Apparently, they've detained another U.S. citizen trying to leave the country with his wife. Here's the story of Tony Kim.
North Korea has detained a U.S. citizen, according to South Korean media. Based on reports from the AP and Yonhap news agency, we know the person being detained is a man in his late 50s. He works as a professor at a university near the China-North Korea border. He was reportedly arrested over the weekend at the Pyongyang International Airport after spending roughly a month working on aid for the country. North Korea has a reputation for using foreign prisoners as diplomatic pawns. Out of a handful of Americans arrested there in recent years, two are still known to be in prison. One is Otto Warmbier, a college student who was arrested in 2016 for stealing a political sign and sentenced to 15 years hard labor. The other is Kim Dong-chul, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in South Korea. He was sentenced to 10 years for espionage and other charges. Relations between the U.S. and North Korea have never been great, but this latest arrest comes at a time of especially increased tension between the two countries.
It's kind of a simplistic way of looking at it. This is stupid, though. Why was anybody that has American citizenship in North Korea, given the circumstances? You got to be nuts. It's foolishness. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to try to get them back. Because the same thing. Why? It just makes no sense to me. It's completely idiotic.
Yeah, out of all the places on my vacation destination list, North Korea is not one of them.
Even if you're working on something to make things better, you don't do it over there, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I'm not sure that on a personal level there's anything we can do over there to make the situation better.
It's interesting. Mike Pence, who Trump seems to trust when it comes to diplomatic experience, is all over the place in that region trying to put things together with the South Koreans and the Chinese. That's not a bad thing. I'll reserve judgment on him, though. Because time's up. 50 minutes, 10 minutes before the hour, 50 after the hour here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with several items that will affect you if you're an Uber rider or if you have an iPhone. Those two items at least coming up with the information that is current from Victoria Keevan. Here's something else that's current. A way for you to post your job to find the best candidate. This is something that is, and I apologize, Victoria and I are going through...
Oh, allergies are so bad right now.
24 to 48 hours. And you know what it is? What's opened me up, Victoria, is getting on the tractor. I spent most of the afternoon yesterday out in the fields and all day Sunday. And so I think that when you're exposed to all of that stuff that's in the air, woof. So I apologize. It sounds like I'm a little crackly. It's only because of the allergies. Anyway, the important note here is that you can have access to all, every single one of the top job sites when you're looking for the perfect hire by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is a fabulous opportunity for you to save some time and certainly save some money because ZipRecruiter has made a deal with us so that you can have your first shot at it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So if you're looking for a job or you're looking to find a qualified candidate fast, you need somebody yesterday for a job, don't fiddle around with your own emails and people calling all the time. Let ZipRecruiter do the work and get the right person for your business, no matter what size your business is. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com-DJV. One more time, try Their service is free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so we've got Uber. This is something that baffles me, actually, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
How a private company can be forced to require tipping. I think that's up to, isn't it already? I always tip when I use the Uber or a taxi or anything else.
Right.
So why?
Well, how do you tip when you're in an Uber?
Depends on
cash.
Yeah, right. Because I'm already being charged according to the account, so that's
right.
Automatic. So you give the driver a couple of bucks, depending on how long the ride is. You know, three, four, five. Well, it depends.
Well, Lyft
so what's
users.
What's going on in New York?
Well, Lyft. You know, Lyft and Uber are both app based, and
right.
So Lyft users can already add a tip to their driver's fare through the app. But with Uber, you can't add a tip. So unless you have cash, you can't tip your Uber driver.
Right.
So now New York City is moving to require Uber to add a tipping component to its app. So if drivers want to tip, it's right there within the app. It goes right onto their account or their charge card. So the Taxi and Limousine Commission in New York City, they have a rule that anyone who only accepts credit and debit cards as payment, like Uber does, there has to be a way for passengers to also add a tip to the fare. So that's where this is starting. This is probably going to pass. The drivers union, the independent drivers union, or independent drivers guild, claims that tipping could actually bring an extra $300 million in for New York City Uber drivers.
Okay, but what this does is makes people, there's a psychology to this. If you want to tip somebody, great. But if it comes up on the screen, you feel like you're almost, you know, I got to tip them 15% mm-hmm. or 10% or whatever it is. So it takes the element of doing a good job out of it and makes it more guilt-oriented than quality-oriented. I object to these sorts of
things. Well, see, I actually think it's the other way around. If your driver is not good, I mean, you can rate the driver and then they can rate you, but if you don't have a pleasant experience, then not tipping is actually pretty powerful. So
it's a survey that comes from Uber after you take the ride. How did it go? You can tell me the driver was bad.
Right,
I've
but if the driver
had a bad experience with Uber. Never.
Right, but a lot of people have, and if
yeah,
the driver, if the driver, and Lyft as well. This is not just an Uber thing. But if the driver doesn't, if you don't like what happened, if you go the wrong route, I mean, I've had friends be taken for a ride all over New York City when they know it's the wrong way.
Okay, so
if they're, if that person is expecting a tip and you don't give the tip, that's more of a direct hit than say like a bad review.
But so what are the taxi drivers? There are a lot of bad taxi drivers. That's really why
right.
Uber and Lyft exist, because taxi drivers suck in many of these big circumstances. So
and tipping is what they rely on.
Yeah,
and so if
I understand
they don't
that.
Give you,
but
yeah.
How do you do a review for a taxi? You got to have Uber and Lyft get reviews. Then the taxi drivers need to have some review as well. If you're going to formalize it, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, in all taxis, because I never have cash on me ever, so yeah. in all taxis, they take cards, and, you know, if you can tip or not, it's whatever your choice is, depending on the quality of the service.
There's a survey that's given after the fact.
Right.
So it isn't just tipping, but you can fill out a survey, and I don't know any taxi company that sends you.
No, they don't have that, yellow cabs,
no.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, so there it is, the story on Uber.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.